Hi, this is Ken Kennedy, and this is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 136, recorded Wednesday, August 10th, 2016, and day 7 in the Dog Days of Podcasting 2016 challenge. I am on the road again, heading down to Atlanta. Just hit in Georgia, pretty close, just hit road work, and so we're going down to one lane. So far, I spoke too soon. It's like, so far, people aren't being a dick about it, and everybody's orderly getting into a single lane, and now the assholes are zooming by to try and run all the way up to the front and jam themselves in. So, yeah, there they go. Hey! Just mark all of you mentally in my head as dickwads. No worries. I wasn't 100% sure if I go in most weeks, not especially during the summertime. I mean, I have more vacation time than way more than and I could reasonably use. I mean, I try and get as much as possible of it used up by the end of the year. So especially during the summer when Charlotte is not working since she's a teacher, sometimes I'll take days off and sometimes I'll just stay in North Carolina and work. But in particular this year, we are trying to sell the townhouse that I used to live in when I lived full-time in Atlanta. Finally put it on the market this year, this summer. I've had a couple offers, and then they've both fallen through. So we are working on that. And right in the middle of that, the complex that we're in, each summer, one block of the complex gets painted. And there's about 5 blocks sets. By the time you paint all the way through, it's time to go back to the beginning and start over. It's like painting a battleship, you know. And I had actually gotten the email about it and missed it. And around that time, it's usually July-ish, sometime in July that it starts. And I started thinking about that, and I'm like, oh, please tell me that Jefferson, my block is not getting painted this year, but it is. So, and part of the problem there is they do stuff like power washing, and you know, ideally you want to put up some towels to make sure, because some of the windows, I mean, they're not completely wide open, leaky or anything, but water can, you know, occasionally get through, especially if it's left ajar or something. And so they recommend that you put up towels and such, and you know, the problem with that being that I'm not there, you know, all the time. So you're trying to figure out when they're going to do the schedule and stuff. Now the saving grace for me is that my unit is the first unit in the block, so I figure, hey, they've told us when they're going to start the work, and so they should be sent it, you know, I should be getting some information soon thereafter, and normally they stick it on the door, but I called the contractor who kind of manages the stuff for the association, and his assistant was very nice, and she's keeping me in the loop on things, and I hadn't heard days after they were supposed to have started, although they kind of started a little late in the weather and such. And so last week, or a week and a half ago, Charlotte and I were in town together, and I finally figured out that they had started, but they started at the end instead of the beginning, which, you know, to them probably 6 1/2 dozen the other, one of them, you know, one ends probably didn't even matter to them. But I looked at the piece of paper, and again, like I can do anything about it, but it specifically said they were going to start at the beginning, at unit number 1. But no, they started at unit number 28 or whatever it is. So I'm last instead of first. And that means a much larger amount of uncertainty as to when this gets done. You know, and we're having the house, you know, it's being shown. And so for about 10 days now, it's been shown with towels taped up, with, you know, with like painter's tape on the windows, because I don't know when they're going to power wash. Supposedly, it has been done this week. I got the confirmation that it was scheduled. I haven't gotten the confirmation that it was completed. Hopefully it was, and then I can take everything down when I get there tonight, and then we'll be good to go until the actual painting and stuff is completed. it, which, you know, again, that's not, I mean, it helps and not helps. It's kind of, you know, making the little block there look cluttered and busy. On the other hand, you know, when it's finished, it'll be nice, bright, new, shiny paint, and everything should look good. So that should work out well. It's still going to require a little bit of coordination again when they actually get there for painting, because they, you know, want the windows cracked and the door openable to paint. They may not have to paint my door again. My door gets hit directly with the bright sunlight in the afternoon, and I had trouble with the paint on it before. And about 2 years ago, that paint just peeled off of the door. In big swaths. And so they had to come through and repaint it. So it's been painted like the past 18 months, I would say. It looks fine. So maybe they just don't even need to paint the door. And that would be good, because that would be one less thing I got to coordinate with these people. So hopefully that'll work out. But anyway, I am on my way into Atlanta. And between running the past couple days and the trip, which always helps, I have caught up on the dog days so far. I had shuffled things around a little bit when we were out running errands and stuff. I shuffled some of the shorter episodes to the front just to, like, kick through episodes. So I had a few longer, like, I had a couple of Chiaki's episodes and Michael Butler's, because they tend to be a little bit longer. No problem, but they're just a little bit longer. I had those, and then I had some come through, I guess last night, the night before. And I had a pleasant surprise. The Bathtub Mermaid has joined us. I had seen in the podcasting group, the Dog Days group on Facebook, that she had been thinking about not doing it this year. So glad to see you here, Melissa. That's great. I like both hearing the old familiar voices that I've heard for, you know, years now, and the new voices that we've had add on this year. So that's pretty cool. So yep, I am completely officially caught up at this point. In fact, I had stuck a Mad at Dad that I was about halfway through at the very bottom of the playlist, so I would know when I got through everybody. And that popped up just a few minutes ago, and I thought it'd be a good time to stop and do the podcast real quick. I probably will have to add some depends. I mean, they come through and add up pretty quick, but I'll probably have to put some insurance podcasts in my queue for the drive home tomorrow, in case I don't have, it's about between 4 and 5 hours, depending on what time of the day you leave, what the traffic's like, if there's any, you know, accidents, all that sort of stuff. So I will probably put some extra podcasts in the queue just in case I don't have enough to get all the way home. I almost always listen to podcasts in the car. On a rare occasion, for some reason, I'll listen to XM radio during basketball season. Sometimes I listen to the Duke basketball games if they're on and I'm driving. But this time of year, you know, there's really nothing that I'm into, unless, you know, I'm just in a music groove. But podcasts are generally what I prefer to listen to while I'm to while the time away as I drive home on my extra long commute. Although, what is it? Oh gosh, I can't remember the. Well, you moved to Baltimore, and I still don't remember. Oh, is that Tap? That's Tabitha, I believe. I believe you said at one time you had a 4-hour commute. So I feel your pain. I have luckily I don't have to do it very often. But hope you like Baltimore. I lived there myself for six years ish. The early and mid 90s. So a while back. I enjoy Baltimore. I think it's a great town. I know I've been to a couple of Balticons. Like I said, I lived there. Most of the time I lived there, I lived on Federal Hill, so right down near the harbor. Really enjoyed my time in Baltimore. I think it's a good town. You know, people consider it's like, you know, any big city, especially a northeastern type city, there's so many people complain about various things, but there's so many different little neighborhoods with different characters and stuff I think there's a ton of stuff to like in Baltimore. So I hope you're enjoying it. And, the winters, I've been to Chicago multiple times. I've been places with worse winters. I live in the South and grew up in the South, so I prefer no winter. Baltimore definitely has one, but it's not horrible. So I hope everything goes well with that. I have comments. I think I mentioned it yesterday that I had a whole set of comments that I didn't use to do my little tech story last night, and I left those comments on my desk this morning, so I don't have them now. And I remember the horse that the cartoon, the Bow Horse Jackson. I don't remember the name of it, but I enjoyed that review, and I think I'm actually going to watch give that a try. I've seen it. I've had a couple people tell me that they liked it, but I was like, I'm not sure. But it sounded pretty good. I think I will give that a try. Dark Matter as well. I didn't actually realize that was on Netflix. I heard good things about that when it first came out, and I didn't realize it had gone to Netflix. So definitely, I put that on my wish list. I might even watch an episode of that tonight. We are watching Stranger Things at home right now. I think we're about 4 or 5 episodes in, and definitely enjoying that. So yep, been good. Good review so far. And I guess that'll be it. This is a... usually the Auphonic does a pretty good job of taking the background noise, not taking it out, but minimizing the background noise from driving, but I always feel a little self-conscious about that, so I don't want to run too long on a car episode. So that'll be it for today. This has been Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone. You can find me at kenzoid.com. That's K-E-N-Z-O-I-D. My email address is kkennedy@kenzoid.com. Twitter handle is Kenzoid. Facebook is facebook.com/ken.kennedy. Instagram is Ken Kennedy. That's about it. My podcast is Creative Commons License, Attribution, Share Alike, version 3.0, unported. And we will talk to you again within the next 24 hours, perhaps sooner than a day. Buffer time coming. Count on it. Gonna get some buffer. Bye-bye.